Commissioners Court, Monday, May 22nd, 2023, at 9 a.m., begins here.
Go ahead and get started. All right, this is the meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice of open meeting on the 22nd day of May, 2023, at 9 o'clock here in Courthouse Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the invocation. Scotty, you want to lead us?
Father, thank you, Lord, for this day that you give us. Thank you for the gift of another day at sunrise. What a beautiful day. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for this place we live, this county, and the people we live with, and just get to do life with. We're thankful. We pray that you bless us today, Lord, as we consider the work that you have for us, help us make good choices and decisions, and just give us wisdom and understanding. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Make a seat. All right. Do we have any public comments? All right. Let's go to agenda item number one. Approve the minutes from May 8, 2023 regular session.
Move to approve.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have number two. Audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. There he is.
The amount submitted for your approval is $80,874.95. Again, $80,874.95.
Okay, wow. Any questions? That's a low
that's
amount.
All?
That was just my bill.
Any questions on that? Motions to approve.
Move to approve.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have. Number three, consider and take action on approving April 2023 monthly reports.
Okay. For the month of April, the county attorney's office took in $45.53. Constable $100, tax assessor $1,170.91, county clerk $19,045.26, district clerk $10,892.10, justice of peace $13,745.56, sheriff's office $120, library $762.45, and we earned interest at a rate of 4.91%. And we earned $49,806.45 in interest.
Okay, any questions? Write this down while I'm thinking about it. All right, need a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action on approving the interlocal agreement contract with data use agreement between the Texas Department of State Health Services and Franklin County.
That's just our standard contract. It's a 5-year contract that we do through DSHS and the Health and Human Services for our remote birth access and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
How's that tie in with the Homeland Security? I know it had something to do with Homeland Security.
I don't know how that ties in. That's just their...
kind of weird and
probably has to do with the birth certificates being secure, and you know, that's why you have to have it when you go to renew your driver's license now. Even though you've had one for 6 years.
It's kind of entering an agreement with them and health.
Contract is with DSHS. And that's the way the contract's been. I looked at the previous one and it's the same, it's just re-upping.
Okay, anybody else got anything? Do you have a motion to approve?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action on approving anti-bribery statement and deputation of Anna Ankrum.
And
part-time Deputy Tax Assessor Collector. Is that her
yes.
How you say? Okay.
Yes,
okay. Need a motion for that.
So second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number six. Record certificate of completion for tax cybersecurity awareness training for Tim Dial and Charles Robert.
Go ahead.
Junkie?
Kind of a moot point at this time, but it was part of our opinion.
He was a jailer, correct?
Oh, okay. I think we're past time to do this now, aren't we?
They had them done.
Okay.
They completed it in the time of.
Well, I know that, but I mean, it's over with right now, May.
Well, June 1 is.
June 1st, that's right.
I have to report it to DIR.
That's right, okay. Okay, that is so noted. Number seven, consider and take action approving interlocal agreement between Sulphur Springs Police Department, Franklin County Sheriff's Department, and Panola County to access hosted secure facility with information technology resources and net data, our GHS system and government software. This is just the same thing we have to do for everyone that goes through our system that we get in that data. Where's our JPS? Anyway, let's just start regular thing.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number eight, consider and take action approving Franklin County Library's board recommended changes to the Franklin County Library policy. Lisa, you're up. Hey, remind me, I got a book in here that the state sent, it's all math that they sent. I mean, it's for the library.
These are just policy changes, creation of a programming policy, and then some just policy changes to our collection development policy.
Okay, does anybody have any questions?
I do this.
I'm sorry? What kind of? Just some updates and.
So you have it online, we're looking at it?
I don't have it online yet. I will. It's online as it stands now.
Okay.
But the changes are not online yet, of course, because they haven't been approved.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions? Okay. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed.
Thank you very much.
Number nine, consider and take action approving BrazosTravelers.com estimate in the amount of $35,050 for purchase of 2023 belly dump trailer. That's for you.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to, instead of leasing one anymore, we're going to just, we kind of want the best bid we can get for one. And it's the closest nearby to get it. They're 8 weeks out before you can get one, but it's considerable amount less than what we found other places.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 10, consider and take action approving 2023 budget amendments. Marla, you're up.
Just one. You got it in your box. Everybody has it in their box.
Any questions?
Total amounts of the amendments.
Two amendments.
Oh, just amendments.
One amendment. It's in there. I didn't bring a copy.
Okay.
It's in the top one. That's that. Close to that.
All right, this is for capital expense, recommended expense for demo hall off asbestos for Terry Haven Nursing Home. Through that, tearing down the nursing home, and the total new budget amended was $50,000 to the new budget of $145,000. So this is basically just for the Terry Haven job, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all that was for.
He's already got it.
The amount.
He had half of it done the other day.
Did that about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All so right. What are we, just for the minutes, what is that we're doing? We're moving it from where to where?
We're not moving it. We're amending it.
Okay.
So the main budget's just
amending the capital.
General fund? Yes.
Yes.
We can just approve a budget amendment.
I'm moved to approve.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Discussion items on anything?
I talked to TxDOT and they said with that being on the taxiway out there at the airport, mm-hmm. we can do it and don't have to go through that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, right, nothing better.
When are you gonna start it?
Yeah, same thing about this, hey, cover the paperwork.
If the board wants to go in and fill out the paperwork, they would probably pay for half of it, but that would be up to the fairness board. But I asked him if there had to be any detail, you know, if it had to be under an engineer, he said not with it being on the taxiway. That we can do it ourselves.
They have any schematics on that thing?
The board probably does.
I'm just curious what the, I don't think the runway is.
I don't know.
I'm sure we do somewhere. I mean, we should.
I don't know, I'll get with, Andy. John.
Yeah.
John Gandy and see if they got something, see if they want to go out.
But I'm sure on that, if you go in there and do it, probably they'd be packing that in there pretty good.
All right, please. What else you got? 2 o'clock, hot tax.
Yeah, I got one thing before, be sure and go over your insurance that I put in your boxes on Thursday or Friday, and we'll talk about that at 2 o'clock.
When's the final on that?
Well, I'll have to put it on the next agenda, so you guys need to be looking at it, and we need to talk about it this afternoon with the drivers for sure, because it went up $9,000, even with all the changes we made.
Goodness, I think it took off.
Yes.
It went up taking all the.
They're making all the changes.
We need to put it back on there, then go down.
It'll be 20 then.
All righty, anybody else got anything?
Getting the back and taking that stuff off.
No, they didn't tell me that, we're gonna make about 30% increase.
Move to adjourn.
I'd like to see what health insurance.
Say, on first side?
Aye.
All right, see y'all soon.